We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How difficult it was to defend Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Nice question.
And the feud between James Harden and Giannis continues. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. I think, and we'll talk about last night's game. Bucks lose to the Rockets, as you know. It doesn't really matter in terms of seeding. It's actually probably nice to get some clutch experience, but there's some guys and teams you just don't want to lose to, and the Bucks had a nice lead. A couple minutes left, so that is a tough one. Dan Favalli joining us from the Bleacher Report on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to talk some NBA, and we'll get into Bucks Rockets and the Bucks in a minute. I think after this first weekend, Dan, thanks for a couple of minutes here, watching all the games, watching the presentation, you know, it's not the same, but I'm very impressed with how this looks. You almost have to remind yourself that these guys are all in one location. What are your initial thoughts of the weekend?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think with the, whether you kind of like it or hoping to hear more of what's going on the court, the fan noise that's being pumped in, it almost kind of makes you forget that they're in an empty arena at points. You need to see the virtual fans there, just really remind yourself that they're in a different venue. So I think if they were kind of looking for a presentation that was as close to normal as possible, they've done really a bang-up job of getting there.
Are you pretty confident that they'll be able to see this thing through? I think that, you know, we watch what's happening with the MLB, and, you know, they got to somehow cram all these games into a short amount of time. NBA, I don't want them to get too lax. Like, night one, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to work. But then if one guy gets it and brings it in, and even with whatever's happening with Jimmy Butler, it can all be taken away from us very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this, you know, the entire pandemic has taught us that we really don't know anything. And so it's clear that the NBA has done a much better job of going about resuming their season and then the MLB did about beginning theirs, but all it takes is sort of one or two positive tests to start the spread. And so their idea right now, it seems like, is to never really let it inside the bubble. And so we can only cross our fingers and hopes that it continues to go as smoothly as it seems to be going right now.
Dan, what are your takeaways from the game we saw with the Bucks and Rockets? I think we were all sort of missing basketball for 4 months. And then we got a lot thrown in at us in one weekend. And so the takes have been flowing about, well, suddenly this team is unbeatable. This team is going to be no good. I think that with the Bucks, there's a lot they could have learned from last night. They didn't have Eric Bledsoe. He will obviously help in that matchup. How much should a Bucks fan read into maybe the win against the Celtics, but also the loss against the Rockets?
I don't think you can take much away from it. I think, as you mentioned at the top, the crunch time experience will probably be good for them just down the line, trying to get back into the swing of things. But when you look at Rockets Bucks specifically, they still didn't have Eric Bledsoe. I know the Rockets didn't have Eric Gordon, but he hasn't been playing well to begin with. You're not going to have 22 turnovers every single night. You're going to shoot better from three. I would assume you'll become a little bit less reliant on Brook Lopez in the post moving into the future. So I think that, you know, all these teams really working themselves back into form. But for the Bucks specifically, when you're missing such an important player, you really can't read too much into the bad. And the fact that they were able to beat the Celtics the other night is probably more so a testament of how deep they are than this game actually was.
You know, I really don't want to read too much into one weekend. I really don't. But maybe I just finally, as a Bucks fan, admitted to myself, like, all right, the Raptors, even without Kawhi, they are going to be a problem. They have to be the threat for the Bucks to come out of the East, do they not?
Yeah, that's something that I've landed on for the past few months, just looking at the way Toronto is defended. They are just frenetic on that side of the floor. And if they can, you know, with OG Anunoby kind of stepping into the, I don't want to call it the Kawhi Leonard role, but giving them that combination of length and strength and someone who could bother and keep up with Giannis Antetokounmpo while still having all those other supplementary guys around him, that could end up being a real issue. And for them, if their half-court offense ever gets in order, because it's been sort of choppy even before the restart, that's when they become just, you know, you wouldn't call them a favorite, but that's when you look at a Bucks-Raptors series and say, wow, that thing is probably going to go seven.
I think that, yeah, I would say seven at this point. I think the Raptors can beat the Bucks. They did last year. I look at some of these other teams. I mean, the Sixers, I know a lot of people want them to succeed. I don't think they beat the Bucks in a series. The Celtics, I just think the Bucks have their number. Is there anyone you think can beat the Bucks if it's not Toronto?
Right now, no. If I had to pick a second team, I'd still be inclined to go Boston. But I think as this game reinforced, and again, you don't want to take away too much from it, but Milwaukee is sort of built to defend what Boston likes to do. And if they're not going to put a ton of pressure on the rim on their own and they're going to settle for a lot of pull-up jumpers, that's just going to be a team that Milwaukee can stop. And what becomes mission critical to Boston then is, what does Kemba Walker's left knee look like down the line? He'll probably be off the minutes limit if they meet in the playoffs, but what if he isn't? Or what if he's just not himself because of everything that's going on? And so that's yet another wrinkle that Boston has to consider.
I'll look at the West now with you, Dan Favalli, joining us here, Bleacher Report, 105.7 FM, The Fan. The Lakers and the Clippers, those two teams, who do you like those two specific teams?
I still lean toward the Clippers, even though they lost the Lakers. They didn't have Montrezl Harrell or Lou Williams. Those are two players that you could also argue won't be a part of many of the Clippers' closing lineups anyway, so perhaps it's not a big deal. But as we kind of even saw during that game and then in the Lakers' next loss, their guard rotation is just so weird right now after losing Avery Bradley. And so that could be a rotation that's in flux for quite a while. If you find yourself relying on Deion Waiters in any way, I think that's ultimately problematic, and you're not so much built to beat these off-shooting nights from LeBron James, which you probably won't have for extended periods of time, but when you're so reliant on your two stars without this huge amount of depth around them, I think that could potentially come back to bite them. And so you look at the Clippers' depth and what they will be if they get to full strength with Lou Will and Montrezl Harrell, they still remain the better team to me.
You know, I don't, again, one weekend, but I think a takeaway for me in this experiment they're doing is I'm really interested in who gets the 8-9 matchup in the West. These teams, while they, you can laugh at them and say, oh, they're 10 games under 500. I mean, the Pelicans are having some problems, but the Spurs came to play. The Blazers, they at least came to play. The Suns came to play. Any of those teams that you saw that are fighting for a playoff spot that you think, yeah, that team gets into the playoffs, they could maybe make it interesting?
I don't know that they could make it interesting, but I think the race itself has become tighter than I expected. I had basically written off the Spurs, and now, you know, after the first weekend, they're in that 9 seed. The Pelicans have not looked, they didn't look great in their second game, but their schedule is just so soft moving forward that if they win their first game against Memphis, that ends up being a big deal as well. This playoff race would look a lot different if Portland had been able to pull off that comeback Sunday against Boston, too. And it's sort of clear that they might have a little bit more pieces on the wings than maybe we assumed to begin with. And so if the Spurs are going to be right there moving forward, that just becomes a wild race to watch down the line. And I still think that's a series, no matter who they face, that the Lakers probably take in five games. But if there's a team that could push them to perhaps six, I still think I might default to the Pelicans. They're so inexperienced when you look at some of their best players as it comes to the playoffs, but they're kind of deceptively deep, and they just have a lot of talent there at the top.
Do you think we'll see maybe a different schedule from the NBA after all this is said and done? I like NBA in the summertime. I think it works.
It definitely works. I would wonder how the players' union feels about it, since I'm sure the players enjoy the sort of time off that they get when you look at the months that are, you know, quote unquote, their slow months. But if you're going to change the schedule, this is the impetus to do so, because right now they're not slated to reopen again or start the regular season again until December. And I know there are many people who are skeptical that even happens. So if you have to push the start date even further, perhaps that just becomes that extra impetus to to have the shift in the league calendar year and maybe get basketball to a point where you're having games over the summer.
Dan, appreciate it. Good checking in with you. We'll do it again soon and enjoy. I mean, there's a ton of games starting in a couple hours from now. So enjoy the day. Enjoy the week. We'll talk soon.
You as well. Thank you for having me. Take care.
Dan Favalli joining us from the Bleacher Report on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Dan, the appetizer for the main course, which is Billy and Brown Deer. What's up, bud?
Hey, man, my blood pressure is up today.
Uh-oh.
You saw the game last night.
I watched it.
I'm going to say this right now. I was telling Ryan earlier. How do we let 6'7 and under beat up 6'11, 6'10, 7'1, 300-pound men? Watching that game remind me of a YouTube video I saw. A coyote jumped a fence, and a big pit bull ran into its face. They looked at each other, and the pit bull turned around and ran. Last night, we watched Giannis get stopped in the paint by James Harden.
Dude, Giannis got tired last night. I think that is where we need to.
Last night, I'm telling you, fellas, I was watching the game, and I tell my boys, I don't care about the game for the last 4 minutes, man. Anybody can do anything when it doesn't matter. When it gets tight, that's when you start seeing the player who's really inside. And last night we saw Budenholzer again. Why did you not go to Lopez in the post against little kids? Why don't you put both Lopez's in with Giannis? Why don't we exploit our greatest factor, which is able to rebound? At the end of the game, again, you got the ball in Giannis's hand above the three. We all know where he's going. He's going to dribble to the left. You know what he's going to do, guys? He's going to spin. That's what he does. He's 7 feet tall. I don't want him to have the best crossover. Move the ball around, then get it to the guy. So now he's throwing bad passes. I don't know what happened to Dante last night. That wasn't Dante. That was a Disney Dante. I want the real Dante back. 19 turnovers. What are you doing, Dante? Come on, man. Scared?
Yeah, I think that was one of the Disney cast members that...
That was a mascot out there, and I want to know what happened to Dante. Somebody put an APB out for Dante in a closet somewhere. Tied up.
You know what? I want to... Billy, I'm going to go back to May. First week of May. I'm going to play something real quick. This is a promo that ran based on one of your calls. And so I want to play this and then talk to you in a second.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Billy, Brown Deer.
The world is starving right now. And even if they start the NBA playoffs, it's going to look funny because it's not the same.
I'm just so bored at night.
I'm telling you right now, if two little kids start hooping right now in the middle of the street, I'm going to start yelling out the window, cross them up right now.
It's the Bart Winkler.
Billy, we got to at least be happy sports are back, man.
I'm happy. I'm so happy. That's dope right there. That's what's up. That's dope. That's big. That's love, man. That's love. I appreciate that one. But I'm happy it's back. I just, you know, man, I'm not gonna say I'm scared, but I feel like we don't make the right changes in the game sometimes. And last night I watched our big muscle team get pushed around by an old man with a beard, man, with no biceps. And I don't like that for Giannis, man. Like, that's the last time LeBron did it. It was okay. But now Harden stopped you in the paint, man. No.
Yeah, now Harden thinks he's the greatest defender to ever live.
He is the Giannis. Giannis, I'm telling you, we just watched Giannis get stopped in the paint by LeBron last game and now Harden this game. So I'm just saying we got to figure out a smarter way to maneuver the ball around, maybe a back screen, tuck the ball on one side. Treat him like Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk doesn't come to have the ball the whole time, but he gets it. You know, move it around. Let the guys shadow some things, man. It's hard, man. Lopez was killing him. We stopped going to Lopez, man.
I know.
We lost to the beard, man. But
well, we play tomorrow, so we're right back at it tomorrow at 12:30.
Hey, the only game that matters is the Toronto game. We got to beat them by 100 and smack Kayla Lowry up in the face.
I'm with you. I'm with you. That Billy, appreciate it. Talk soon, bud.
All right, y'all. Enjoy the day, man.
Billy and Brown Deer, 414-799-1250. News out of football. The XFL has been sold. We will tell you who owns it. If you can smell who owns the league.
It doesn't matter who owns it. It's dead.
We will have that for you coming up next.
The Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Billy, Brown Deer.
The world is starving right now. And even if they start the NBA playoffs, it's going to look funny because it's not the same.
I'm just so bored at night.
I'm telling you right now, if two little kids start hooping right now in the middle of the street, I'm going to start yelling out the window, cross them up right now.
It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM. The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.